We're talking all things local sport now, and it's a welcome to the studio to Nick Jochen from the Dolphins, Ballito Dolphins. How's it?
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Happy to be here. Yeah, just really thankful for the time for us to get the word out about our up-and-coming Poiki contest.
Yeah, so, okay, that's what's going on here. Yeah. It is a Poiki competition, and it is happening on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
This Saturday. And just tell me firstly, though, before we get into that, just tell me a little bit about the Dolphins, the Ballito Dolphins. What's going on there?
So, Ballito Dolphins Rugby Club has been around for about 15, 20 years. Yep. And obviously, the pandemic kind of ravaged the club a bit. So we've kind of gotten an injection of new blood, obviously, as Ballito grows, and we're forging a new path. You know, we're trying to build a winning culture and actively getting back into the community.
Well, I bet you it's a hell of a lot of camaraderie there. It's a good bunch of lads,
for
sure.
Nothing better, no better proofing water in this world than putting an oak on a field and seeing if he'll tackle for you.
This is true. It's the nature of the game.
That's the nature of it.
And Nick, so have you guys been playing games lately? What's going on?
Yeah, no. So we've actually been in the off season, so we've been training day in, day out for about the last 5 months. I think myself, I've lost like 12 kgs.
Good for you, man. Training for when do we start? What's on the card?
So we've got Bozer's Cup coming up on the 5th of March.
Yeah.
It's like a chukka based style. That's going to be kind of like a trial run.
Yeah.
And then obviously we'll have a couple friendlies, and then we kick off Division 1 League 29th of April against Harlequins.
Where is the club? Sorry, excuse me. You know, I'm from a little further south. So where's the club?
The club's had a few homes over the years, but currently we're based in Maidstone in Tongaard area. You know, we're actually one of the only rugby clubs or sports clubs that doesn't have a municipal sports ground.
Right.
In KZN,
I never thought about it like that. You're right.
So we've had a constant battle to actually set up, a decent field area and get lights going and stuff. So we actually train in a bit of the dark.
We can clear some sugarcane for you. Yeah, there's plenty of land.
More than happy to help you guys.
But listen, now why you're here is you guys are needing some new kit. So you're having a sort of fundraiser this Saturday. So tell me about how the Poiki competition is going to work, and can the public enter, etc.
Yeah, sure thing. Obviously the players we got together, you know, developed a bit of a brains trust. I know that's an oxymoron with rugby players. But we came up with the idea to do a Poiki contest for the community.
Listen, we know that Ballito loves a Poiki contest. We were involved with one last year, and it's fantastic fun. Yeah.
And everyone has the best Poiki out there. So
totally.
we figure, well, let's see who does, you know.
Okay.
Obviously, we set it up for this Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's going to start at 8, and judging will begin at 12.
Okay.
Naturally, some of the bigger lads, our props, will be judging. And then we have some guest judges.
Okay.
One actually happened to, used to write the food reviews during Ballito.
Okay.
So there's going to be some fussing judging.
I always find, when we did the one here, we were involved with the one here. It was the Ballito Neighborhood Watch 20th anniversary one in the park here. I think it was October, November last year. Anyway. And there were like 40 poikis. Oh, we went around trying a whole lot of them because that's what I do. But it was so hard. I don't know how the Oaks judge it. It's so hard to tell the difference. Yeah. Poiki's good no matter what. It's hard to mess up a poiki, but to make a good one, it does.
If I was around 40 poikis, you'd have to roll me out of that place.
Good luck on the Saturday. Okay, so the public are invited. Just tell me, where is it first of all?
Okay. So it's at the Salt Truck Library. We're hosting it in the parking lot.
Okay.
It's 150 rand for a team of two to enter.
To
make a poiki.
Right.
And then,
but a team can be more than two?
Yeah, obviously you can bring your family along.
Yeah, sure,
and
sure.
For non-team members, technically it's 20 rand for an adult, 10 rand entrance.
Oh, so for members of the public to come in and try, so 20 bucks.
And we will have some fair style activities, like tug of war, a donkey derby going on.
Okay.
Donut eating kind of style contest.
Try eat donut and then eat poiki. It's not possible.
That sounds like the game train,
listen, it sounds like a great day out. So it's this Saturday afternoon, as you say, at the Salt Rock Library.
Oh, yeah. So it's from 8 till 2. Yeah.
8 till 2. So the members of the public can come anytime.
More than welcome, please.
Listen, and it's going to be a lucky day on Saturday as well. So it's a good time for that. So you guys can get your new kit.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Do you have an idea of how much money you need?
Yeah, well, actually, the set total for us, because we have about 50 to 52 rostered players.
Sure.
We have to field two teams of 23 players per pot at 46.
Yeah.
46 players overall. We're looking at about 70,000 rand.
Do you know what? There's a man who just won the lottery here in Belito last week. So if you're listening, 70 grand is no skin off your 167 million. So like, hopefully he pops over and has a poiki and donates everything you need. just putting that out there. Listen, I know the Belito community always comes together and help, and it is for the Belito Dolphins rugby team. So I know that you guys... I want all the support you can get. So good luck with that. I know you got some people to thank.
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah. You can add me to your list.
I will do. So just a major shout out to obviously some of the small businesses within Tiffany's.
I believe Tiffany's got involved quite a lot here.
So just to thank out to Tiffany's Super Spa, Jack's Hammond, Fabrica, Flowers at Tiffany's, BBM Cafe, Can I Heal You, the Cannabis Shop, Oasis Water, Simply Bathrooms, Mollywood Maids, and Max's Fish and Chips. And, you know, they sponsored cash, vouchers, water, and prizes. We have two others. Sharon from Waxit.
Yep.
Just want to give a major shout-out. She donated a hamper for one of the prizes for the Poiki contest. And a shout-out to the Belito Touch Rugby team, Untouchables, who've really kind of guided us in trying to get actively back engaged with the community.
Where do the Untouchables play? What do they do?
Untouchables, they jam Touch Rugby at Soul Truck Country Club.
That must be pretty cool.
On a Monday.
Yeah.
And gents can follow them on their social media page, Facebook. Just a great group of gents who are down for rugby. Obviously, their time in the contact zones might be past, but they still want to have a good throw around.
It must be fun. All right, cool. Yeah. And Auntie, who were you on?
So the major one, the lady,
lady of the hour.
The driving force who's really just helped us out through all the changes and venues and stuff and just kind of really helped us consolidate this.
Yeah.
Big shout out and thank you to Auntie Nikki Forster. We really do appreciate you.
Nikki.
Yeah.
Big love, Nikki. Good for her.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I know she made
fantastic
this interview.
Individual,
fantastic. It's good for her. Good, Nikki. Yeah. And also, she also arranged this interview possible.
Yeah.
So, listen, Nick from the Belito Dolphins rugby squad.
Yeah.
All the best for Saturday.
Thank you so much.
$150 if you want to enter. It's not too late. How do they get hold of you to enter?
They can give me a call on my cell phone, 082-725-4262. But the number's also up on our social media page, on our posting about the Poiki contest itself. Feel free to call me.
So that's on the Belito Dolphins Facebook page. And you're Nick Jochen.
All right.
Perfect, Nick. I think that's everything we need. Hey, Laka, have a good time.
I wish
you guys all the best. I'm sure it's going to be fun, and I know that the people of community will come out and support.
And thank you for giving us the platform to speak, man.
Always. Anyone in the community who needs a platform, we're always happy to help. So
all the best.
Best of luck.
Thank you, guys.
All right. So first game is when for the Belito Dolphins?
First league game, 29th of April against Harlequins, and it's going to be a doozy.
You guys have got plenty of time to train, and absolutely no excuses.
Yes.
If we're going to help you with your new kit, you best be on a winning streak.
Well, Coach Craig will make sure we're in shape for it. That's for sure.
All right, Coach Craig, you got your work cut out. Listen, thanks, and a shout out to all you guys, and good luck with the competition.
Thanks to the gents too for getting behind this, man.
Yep.
We're going to get going.
Much obliged. All right, thank you so much. We're just a couple of seconds.